if we want to understand the distinctiveness of the Zman of Chodesh Elul, the specific Avodah of Chodesh Elul, so we have to look to the Minhage Yisrael, which have been adopted and which are practiced in Elul. The two dominant and therefore defining minhagim, the minhag of B'nai Svara to say slichas throughout Chodesh Elul, and the minhag of B'nai Ashkenaz to blow shofar throughout Chodesh Elul. And even though on the practical level, each community practices its own minhag, but in terms of understanding the character, the distinctiveness, the avod of Chodesh Elul, is ma'am achado v'lo pligeg. They should be seen as complementary, as supplementary. Let's begin with the minhag of shofar. Reading from the Torah, it's already, of course, in the Rishonim, but reading from the Torah. Tanya v'peked Rebbe Lezer, v'rosh chodesh elul oma kodesh baruch l'mosha alei elai ha'horo, she'oz olu l'kabel luchos ha'achronos. V'heviru shofar b'machane. And on Rosh Chodesh Elul of that year, they sounded the shofar throughout Machane Yisrael. Moshe ala lahor shelo yitu od acha avodas gilulim. V'HaKadosh Baruch Hu nis'ala v'oso shofar. Kaviyachol HaKadosh Baruch Hu was elevated by that tkiyah shofar. Shenema ole Elokim b'sruah. Lachain hiskinu chazal. Interesting, the Torah refers to it as a takana. Lachain hiskinu chazal sheyuhutokin b'rosh chodesh elul b'chol shana v'shana v'chol hachodesh k'dei lahazir Yisrael she'asu tshuva. So shofar in Chodesh Elul is a call to tshuva. Shenema im yitaka shofar ba'ir, I think the next phrase is the Navi says bitmiya v'ha'om lo yecharadu. Is it conceivable that the shofar will be blown and people won't tremble? Shofar, the Torah explains, is something which instills fear. You know, truth be told, sort of sometimes the way we observe the minhag of shofar and Chodesh Elul, I don't know, it's kind of superficial, sort of an extra 15 seconds at the end of davening, if we're still around at that point. And, okay, so it doesn't seem so substantive. But the Torah says, the Torah explains, quoting the Pekadu of Eliezer, when we're properly sensitized, the kol shofar instills fear. Kedei lahazir yisor shiyasu tshuva shenema im yitaka shofar ba'ir v'ha'om lo yacheradu. What is it about shofar that elicits a reaction of charada, a reaction of fear and trembling? Clearly, it's not just the fact that the noise can be loud and overwhelming. There are lots of ways of producing loud and scary noises. Clearly, there's something miyuchad to shofar. And the answer is that shofar is macharid, instills fear and trembling because of its association with din. Shofar is associated with din. When a person is reminded of din, of having to give din v'cheshbon, itaka instills fear. Who can be so complacent as to not be shaken by a reminder of din? And l'chora the pshat in the reminder of din, the association of din of shofar, is not only the impending din of Rosh Hashanah. The shofar of Chodesh Elul also, and Yitachin primarily, is a reminder that a person should be concerned with din perennially, not only in Rosh Hashanah. The Rambam in Sefer Mitzvahs defines the mitzvah of Yiras Hashem, that mitzvah's essay, Lira Bias Onsho B'chol Eis, that at all times a person should have a sense of Yiras Onesh. And the B'chol Eis is not only modifying the Lira, but it's also modifying the Bias Onsho. That B'chol Eis, a person should have Yira, because B'chol Eis, a person could be susceptible, vulnerable to an Onesh. The implementation of Din, the Eima of the implementation of Din, is something which is relevant every day. It doesn't have to be Rosh Hashanah. A person hears the kol shofar, v'ha'om lo yecheradu bitmiyah. In Chodesh Elul, a person is supposed to have an intensified Emes Hadin, an intensified Yiras HaOnesh, which should galvanize him to tshuva. Din is relevant on any day, not only Rosh Hashanah, not only Yom HaKippurim. Based on another Chazal, the Rambam quotes in Perek Zayin of Hilchos Tshuva, "Le'olam yira odam es atzmo ki'iluhu nota lomus the Gemara on Shabbos. V'shama yomas b'shaito. V'nimtza omed b'chatov. L'fichach yoshu mechatov miyad. From this vantage point as well, every day is a potential and prospective Yom HaDin. If we successfully hear and decipher the Kol Shofar of Chodesh Elul, the meaning is something very substantive. Lahazir sa'om to do tshuva because of an intensified awareness of an ema of Yom HaDin. And not only the Yom HaDin, which is still 4 weeks distant, but a Yom HaDin, that could be any day. The second minig, which reflects and therefore helps us understand the character of Chodesh Elul, is the one which has been adopted by Bnei Svarad, as the Torah records, as the Bechaber records, of saying Slichas. So the Mishnah Berurah presents it as follows. Umasha Nagu Me Rosh Chodesh to say Slichas. She'oz Ola Moshe Behar Sinai L'kabel Luchas Achranos. Ve'haviru Shofar Ba'machane Moshe Ola Lahor Shelo Yitu Od Achar Vodazara. Slichis, to be marvi betvila, is because Chodesh Elul is an eis ratzon. Vanis tvilasi l'cha Hashem, eis ratzon. When we're aware that a time is an eis ratzon, it's a time for riboy tvila. Ve'ika asmachta mikra ani ledodi ve'dodi li. When there's a special time of kirvas elokim, when there's eis ratzon, it's a time for tefillah. Kra'uhu b'yoso karo. Kra'uhu b'yoso karo, literally, that phrase is said of Aseres Yimei Tshuva, but in a different sense, and on a different level, Chodesh Elul, and is a tkufa of ani ledodi v'dodi li, it's an eis ratzon. A proper understanding and the proper experience of Chodesh Elul, Hein Levnei Ashkenaz, Hein Levnei Svarad, requires that we appreciate both Minhagim. Everyone should practice the minig that's been transmitted to them. But regardless of which minig befoal a person observes, we need to be aware of and understand both minhagim. Because only taken together do we have a sense of what Chodesh Elul is. On the one hand, it's a time of increased and intensified awareness of an Emes Hadin, but simultaneously, there's tremendous reservoir of strength and hope from the fact that Chodesh Elul is an Eis Ratzon. And that's why it's a Zman for Slichas. that it's a time of Anila Dodi V'Dodi Li. These two have to be kept together. The Kol Shofar, which is Macharid, which is Mazel Tshuva, can be overwhelming without the awareness of Eis Ratzon. The Eis Ratzon can't be fully appreciated, can't be taken full advantage of without hearing the Kol Shofar as well. We have the capacity in a real yet healthy way to experience the intensified awareness of Din and Emes HaDin because it's balanced by the awareness that it's simultaneously an Eis Ratzon of Anila Dodi V'Dodi Li. In general, this is the balance of Chodesh Elul, is typical of a balance that characterizes Avodas Hashem. The Rambam writes in Perek Beis of Yisodei HaTorah, that Hokel Hanichbar Vahanora Hazem Mitzvah La'ahavo Ulayira Hemenu Shanema Vahavta Sashama Lokecha Venema Es Hashama Lokecha Tira. I'm not sure if there's another example in Mishnah Torah where the Rambam introduces two mitzvahs simultaneously in the same breath. B'neshima achas, the Rambam has mitzvahs ahava and mitzvahs yira. What prompts that? So halacha beis v'heichi adarach la'avosu v'yirosu b'shor sheyizbonin ha'odim b'maisa v'buav ha'nifloim ha'gedolim v'yirim mehen chochmosu she'en la'erech v'lo keitz. A person reflects on the wondrous handiwork and creations of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and sees the inestimable, infinite chochma. M'yad hu oev u'mishabeach u'mifo'er u'mis'av etay v'gedol leida Hashem ha'godol. Skipping one sentence, ukeshemachashiv b'dvarim ha'elu atzman, miyad hu nira tala ha'torah v'yira v'yafachet. The Rambam says this idea of coupling mitzvahs ava and mitzvahs yira is not my chiddush. Look into the world. That's where the Rebbe Shem created the world. The Rebbe Shem created the world that the same hisbonenus, the same reflection, inspires both Ahava and Yira. Ukeshemachashe b'dvarim ha'elu atzman, the same hisbonenus, which provides an impetus for Ahava, ukeshemachashe b'dvarim ha'elu atzman, the very same hisbonenus provides an impetus for Yira. One aspect of this, there are others, one aspect of this, a yira which isn't balanced by ahava, a genuine yira which isn't balanced by ahava, the simcha which ahava generates, is too much to handle. Is overwhelming. And ahava, which isn't combined with yira, is a distortion, and there's something inauthentic about it. Simcha and yira, opportunity and responsibility, lahazir tshuva, but in an eis ratzon. That balance is crucial and defines not only Chodesh Elul in its singularity, but characterizes Avodas Hashem in general. A person needs to always be balancing and making sure that he's working and progressing simultaneously on two tracks. As a person intensifies his yira, tries to intensify his yira v'ezrus Hashem, he also needs to be intensifying his simcha. As a person looks to intensify his experience of simcha, he has to be intensifying his experience of yira. When a person senses the almost overwhelming sense of yira, he has to be buoyed, he has to be uplifted, and he has to be energized by a sense of ahava. It's difficult to exaggerate the centrality and importance of this balance. It would be very difficult to exaggerate it. It's necessary for one's religious health. It's necessary for authenticity. Yira without simcha is very unhealthy. It's very unhealthy. A simcha without yira is not authentic. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a godol hagibur v'hanora. Godol is midas tuvcha, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu is also nora. So whether we hear shofar throughout Chodesh Elul, or whether we say slichas throughout Chodesh Elul, the minhagim are complementary. The Eis Ratzon of Chodesh Elul allows us, gives us the capacity to hear the Kol Shofar with its frightening overtones. And when we're aware of both sides and have that balance, so then, B'siyata D'Shmaya, we can try to take advantage of the extraordinary opportunity that Chodesh Elul presents.